Good evening and welcome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host this evening for the Tohoku Golden Rakuten Golden Eagles versus Chiba Lotte Marines at Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. We're just about ready to get underway here. The date is July 22, 2005. Starting pitcher Rath for the Eagles has finished up his warm-up pitches, and Chiba Lotte's Kosaka stands in. The first pitch by Rath is taken, called strike one on the outside corner. And this ball game is underway at exactly 6 o'clock, Japan Standard Time. The second pitch is swung on and slapped to the left side, past the third base coach, and foul. Two quick strikes on Kosaka by Rath. Rath formerly pitched for the Giants. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, swinging. One quick out. That'll bring up Hori for the Marines. Lotte is currently in second place in the Pacific League standings, 1.5 games behind the SoftBank Hawks. The Rakuten Golden Eagles are in dead last right now, 5-16, 10 games out of first. The first pitch to Hori is taken kind of low, but high enough to be called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Rath has thrown four straight strikes so far. The next pitch taken low and away, ball one. Rath into the windup, and his next offering is swung on and hit to the other side, just right of the second base bag. Second baseman has it, throws on to first to retire the second batter of the inning. That will bring up first baseman Fukuda. He takes first pitch by Rath, called strike one. Rath is throwing strikes tonight. Next pitch, taken just misses outside. Ball one. Catcher sure wanted that call. The third offering by Rath is taken outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. And Rath's fourth offering to Fukuda is swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder comes in, ball awful high, waits for it, and makes the catch for out number three. So Rath retires the side in order here in the first inning. And after half an inning, we have no score. Welcome back. We're going to the bottom of the first inning. The Rockton Golden Eagles have their first at-bat, and leading off will be left fielder Masuda. And he takes first pitch from Chivalote's Ono for a called strike one. The second offering by Ono is swung on, hit to the other side and out of play, to the left side, for the left-handed batter. We have two quick strikes on Masuda. Ono into the windup. The next pitch is swung on, lifted back behind the plate. Catcher looks at it, but it's going out of play. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Oh no. Next pitch, taken low for ball one. To Masuda. Ono, into the windup again. The next pitch is down at Masuda's feet. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls to Masuda here in the bottom of the first inning. With nobody out. Next swing inside, but swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the first out of the first inning, bottom of the first, and it'll bring up Takasu, the Eagles' second baseman. The first pitch to Takasu is swung on and fouled off his foot. Strike one. Ono into the windup, and his second offering is taken, just missing the outside corner. Ball one, that evens the count at one and one. The third pitch is swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder goes over and going toward left makes the catch for out number two. That will bring up designated hitter Liu Taro. The first pitch to Liu Taro is taken outside for ball one. The second offering, called strike one, right over the middle of the plate, down low in the strike zone. Liu Taro is ready. And Ono isn't. Ono steps off the mound. Ono looks in for his sign again, and pitching from the stretch, throws ball two inside. Ono, his next pitch, taken on the outside corner, called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. It's odd that Ono is pitching from the stretch so early in the game. The next pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. We have nobody on, two down here in the bottom of the first inning. We're still scoreless. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Beautiful pitch just inside. Had Liu Taro fooled. And after one complete inning, we have no score. Okay, before we go to the second inning, I'd like to give the starting lineups. For the home team, Duckton Golden Eagles, Masuda is batting first, playing left field. Takasu bats second, playing second. Liu Taro bats third and is the designated hitter. Kawaguchi is the cleanup hitter, playing first base. Isobe, playing right field, bats fifth. Sekikawa, bats sixth, and plays center field. Sakai is the third baseman, batting seventh. Saito bats eighth, and is the shortstop. And catcher Fuji is batting ninth, with Rath on the mound. Chivalote Marines here in the top of the second inning start off with Benny, who's playing right, Satozaki, center fielder, and Otsuka, center fielder. First pitch to Benny is taken outside, ball one. Bottom third of the order is Franco, the designated hitter, Imaya playing third, and Sabato in left. Second pitch is taken away, ball two. The top third of the order, who batted last inning, was shortstop Kosaka, second baseman Hori, and first baseman Fukuda. The top three went down in order for both teams in the first. The third pitch to Benny is swung on, grounded to the right side, but right to the second baseman, who throws him out for the first out of the second inning. That'll bring up catcher, Satozaki. Satozaki stands in. Rath's first pitch is taken low and away for ball one. Satozaki is in his seventh year, 28 years old. He takes the next pitch, called strike one, on the inside part of the plate. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. That one had Satozaki fooled. Satozaki's swinging way late on that one. All of the fielders there at in Sendai this evening are wearing their long sleeve undershirts. Next pitch is swung on and hit to the right side, through the infield and into right field for a base hit. That's the first hit of the game. That'll bring up Otsuka, number 6 batting center fielder for the Chiba Lotte Marines, with the runner at first and one out. Still no score in this one. Otsuka is batting .357 with 4 RBIs, no home runs so far this season. The first pitch is bunted on, but foul. Catcher grabs the ball and tosses it to the ball boy. Lotte has a good crowd there in Sendai this evening. I can definitely hear the O-end on. Before Rath throws another pitch, he throws over to first. Satozaki is back standing up. Rath going into the set position now, left-hander. Looks over to first base, throws home. The next pitch is bunted on. Back to Rath, who plays the ball in between the pitcher's mound and home. His only play is to first, so the sacrifice moving Satozaki to second is successful. That'll bring up number 7 batting designated hitter, Franco. A very good bunt by Otsuka to move the runner along. We now have 2 down. Runner at second base. Score tied at 0-0 in the top of the first inning. Franco takes first pitch low. Ball one. Franco is batting .359 with 3 home runs and 11 RBIs so far this season. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Sounded like he foul tipped it there. But right back into the glove of the catcher. Franco has a 5-game hitting streak going right now. Rath turns and sends Satozaki back to second base without a throw. And Rath comes set again. The pitch just gets the outside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball to Franco. Rath looks in for a sign. Comes set. And the next pitch, this one misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Rath steps on the mound, steps off, steps back on again, and the next offering is swung on and hit to the right side. This one is played by the first baseman, who tells Rath he'll take it himself, and he does. So that's the third out of the inning. So we had a base hit, a sacrifice, and runner stranded at second base. At the end of 1.5, the game remains tied at 0 apiece. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. We've got the Chibolote Marines playing against the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Ono is on the mound for Lotte here in the bottom half of the second inning. He'll be facing numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters for Rakuten, Kawaguchi, Isobe, and Sekigawa. It looks like a very cold evening there in Sendai this evening. Everybody's got jackets on in the dugout. All the fielders, batters, have their long sleeve undershirts on. Ono looks in. First pitch to Kawaguchi is taken up high and away. Ball one. The second offering is swung on, hit off and out of play to the left side. That evens the count at 1-1. Oh no, into the windup. Next pitch is swung on and hit to the left, toward left field. That ball is slicing and it stays in fair. Isobe kicks first, heads for second, and reaches second, rounds it, but holds with a stand-up double to the left to lead off the bottom of the second inning for the Eagles. So, with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the second inning, we'll see number five batter, right fielder Isobe. That was Kawaguchi's sixth double of the season, the most for any of the Eagles so far. Isobe is batting .278 with four home runs. He takes first pitch by Ono, way up high and away, ball one. Isobe was really struggling there at the beginning of the season. Over the last five games, he's hit a home run with one RBI and is batting 6 for 20, or 300 pace. The next pitch called strike one, down low in the strike zone. Isobe, the team captain, coming over from the Kintetsu Buffaloes, where he was team captain there as well. Next pitch is high and away, but swung on and missed. Strike two. As I said, he was really struggling the first couple weeks of the season, but once he started hitting, he's been, once he got that first hit out of the way, he's been fairly consistent, slowly bringing his batting average up. The next pitch in the dirt, blocked well by Satozaki. That evens the count at 2-2. Isobe stands in. Ono on the mound. Comes set. The next pitch is way high and away. Ball three. That brings the count full to Isobe. That's the first full count we have this evening. Ono having two strikeouts so far. Rath, one strikeout in the first inning. The next pitch is swung on and fouled off past the first base coach. So, we'll do the full count again. We're currently tied here in the bottom of the second inning, with no score. The Doctrine Golden Eagles batting, and the next pitch is called strike three. Isobe thought that one was low. Good pitch. It was very much a strike from the first base camera angle. Just right at the... He couldn't go any lower than that. Nonetheless, we have one out now. Runner at second base. Number six batting Sekikawa at the plate. Sekikawa, a former Chunichi Dragon. And Sekikawa takes first pitch, low and inside for ball one. Sekikawa with runners in scoring position is just 1 for 12, or 0.83 so far for the year, with no home runs and 2 RBIs. Next pitch, taken up high, ball 2. Pace slows down in the game with runners on. We have runner at second base. One out here in the bottom of the second base of the scoreless game. Next pitch by Ono misses low. Ball three. No strikes, three balls. Ono finds himself in a big hole here against Sekikawa. The fourth offering, and that one misses high and away. Ball four. Sekigawa has walked on four pitches. That puts runners at first and second with one out. And Sakai, third baseman, batting number seven, coming to the plate. Sasazaki goes out to have a short word with Ono. Elsewhere, Hanshin has scored first in the at Yokohama Stadium, but to take a 1-0 lead after half an inning. The first pitch to Sakai is taken inside for ball one. Right-handed pitcher versus right-handed batter now. The second pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. Second baseman has a long run to get to the ball, and when he gets it, his only play is to first base. So the two runners advance to second and third. On the ground out to second by Sakai. So the Eagles have a big chance here with runners at second and third, and two down now. The first offering to number eight batting Saito, it misses outside to the right-handed batter, ball one. Saito is batting 385. So far this season. The next pitch, called strike one on the outside corner. That evens the count at 1-1. The Chunichi Dragons are leading the Giants after 2 innings, 2-0. Next pitch, called strike two. Chunichi is still batting there in the bottom of the second. The next pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. That retires the side. So, Nakuten had a big chance with a leadoff double by Kawaguchi, but failed to make out with anything more. At the end of two complete, the Chibolote Marines and Tohoku Nakuten Golden Eagles continue to have no score. Welcome back to Fullcast Stadium in Sendai. We're currently tied here. between the Chivalote Marines and Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles with no score. Looking over at Cebu Invoice Dome, the SoftBank Hawks and Cebu Lions are currently scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Chunichi has scored another run at Nagoya Dome and leads the Giants 3-0 now after two complete innings. And Bay Stars fail to score in the bottom of the first, and trail the Hanshin Tigers at Yokohama Stadium 1-0. Rath's first pitch to number 8 batting Imae is taken outside for ball 1. Here at Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. The next offering misses low on the outside part of the plate, ball 2. The third pitch by Rath is down the middle, called strike 1. Imae, over the last 5 games, is 5-for-14 for a 357 pace. The fourth offering is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side by the right-handed batter. So Imae stands in, count now 2-2. Leading off the third inning. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike 3. For the first out of the third inning. And that'll bring up number 9 batting Sabado. Lotte is left fielder. The first offering to Sabado is lifted to the right side, going deep, well back. It's into the corner and off the wall. The right fielder fields the ball off the corner, throws the ball back, but by the time the ball gets back, Sabado is standing on second base with a leadoff double. Not leadoff double, with a one-out double. That will bring us back to the top of the order in Kosaka. Kosaka batting 203 with one home run and 8 RBIs so far this season. He struck out his last at-bat. The first of 2 strikeouts so far by Rath. First pitch taken on the inside part of the plate, called strike 1. Kosaka chewing his bubble gum there at the plate. You don't suppose it's Lotte gum, do you? Rath checks the runner at second, throws to the plate, misses outside, ball 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Rath turns and looks at second base, but does not throw as Salvador's back standing up. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the right-hand side. The first baseman fields the ball, tosses the ball to the covering Rath, but Kosaka beats it! Infield base hit! Infield base hit to the first baseman. That moves Subito over to third base. So, with the infield single by Kosaka, that moves Subito over to third base. And it'll bring up Hody. Hody batting 235, 8 for 34 so far this season. He grounded out to second, his first at bat this game. First, Rath throws over to first, where Kosaka is diving back in. Kosaka has stolen two, been caught stealing twice so far this season. The next offering is swung on, hit to the right side, and through to right field for a base hit. Subito scores. Kosaka goes over to second and holds there. The Chibolote Marines get on the board first and take a 1-0 lead. So, we now have a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Chibolote Marines here in the bottom of the third inning. Runners at first and second and just one out. Number three batting Fukuda at the plate. At Nagoya Dome, I stand corrected. Chunichi was still batting in the bottom of the second inning and scored yet another run. They now lead the Giants 4-0 after two. The first pitch by Rath to Fukuda is taken on the outside corner for a called strike one. The next offering by Rath is taken high and tight, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. We only have four games this evening. At Yokohama Stadium, Hanshin failed to score in the second inning, leading the Bay Stars 1-0 there. The next pitch is hit to grounder to the left side. Second baseman comes over, fields the ball before it goes through the hole, but has nowhere to throw it. A second infield base hit of the inning. And that will load the bases for number four batting, Benny. Benny, a couple weeks ago, right here on Pro Yaku Live, hit a grand slam home run. And I believe that one was his second in two games in a row. Ono pitching coach goes out to have a short talk with Rath. Catcher Fuji adds a couple words after Ono pitching coach goes away. So, with bases loaded, the Marines leading 1-0, they send up Big Benny. Here in the bottom of the third inning, at Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. Benny grounded out to second, his first at bat. The first pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. Second baseman has it. Shovels the shortstop for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. And that retires the side. So, the Chibolote Marines score one run on four hits this inning. The big one being Sabato's double to right field. So, at the end of 2.5 innings, the Chivalote Marines take a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium in Sendai, where the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are hosting the Chivalote Marines. If you have any comments or questions while we're online here, you can write to me at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the home team Eagles will be catcher Fuji, number 9 batter. We currently have a 1-0 ball game with the Marines leading it. Ono's first pitch to Fuji is taken high and tight for ball 1. Ono pitching from the stretch. Throws called strike 1 to even the count at 1-1 to Fuji. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman comes over 2 steps, has the ball, throws on to first, and we have 1 quick out. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in left fielder Masuda. At Cebu Envoy Stadium, SoftBank Hawks failed to score in the third inning. That game is tied at 0-0, going to the bottom of the third. First pitch to Masuda is taken high and away, ball 1. Next offering, called, strike 1. Ono has been a little wild this evening, but he does have 4 strikeouts. Next pitch is swung on, grounded to the right-hand side. Second baseman has it, throws over to first to retire the second batter of the inning. That'll bring up Takasu. The Eagle second baseman. Takasu is batting 307 so far this season. The first offering is taken high, ball 1. One thing that I found interesting that people are talking about with the Mets Ishii, next pitch taken low, ball 2, is that they seem to think that he needs to learn how to throw more strikes, or to throw less balls. Next pitch misses low and away, ball 3, no strikes, 3 balls. I've always found that Ishii is most effective when he throws a lot of walks. When he throws a lot of walks, he also gets a lot of strikeouts. Next pitch, down the middle, called, strike 1 to Takasu. So, trying to correct his control problems, next pitch misses inside, ball four. That's the second walk given by Ono this evening. But as I was saying, the more walks that Ishii throws, the more strikeouts he gets. And he's really a strikeout pitcher. So throwing a lot of walks really doesn't affect his game that much. In fact, it's a sign that he's throwing well. That'll bring up Nutaro, designated hitter for the Eagles. He's batting 304 so far this season. The first pitch with the runner now on first is called strike one. Yokohama fails to score in the bottom of the second inning. They're trailing 1-0 to Hanshin at Yokohama Stadium. Ono throws over to first. Takasu in head first. The second offering to Lyotaro misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. The third pitch swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side toward the locked-in dugout. That's strike two. Ono comes set. The next pitch is swung on and slapped to the left-hand side. Kosaka makes a diving stop on the ball just as the rain is starting to pour down here. Stops the ball, keeps it from going into the outfield, but when he gets up, doesn't have a play anywhere. So, Luckton has an infield base hit. With two down, Takasu draws the base on balls, and Lyotaro gets an infield hit. That'll bring up number four batting Kawaguchi. Kawaguchi's batting 275 so far this season. He hit a big double, his first at bat, to lead off the second. The first pitch is taken on the inside corner, called strike one. With a very cold spring rain up in Northern Territory, Sendai, over the last five games, Kawaguchi is batting 365. And before the next pitch, Ono steps off the mound, then comes back. Second pitch just misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kawaguchi coming to the Eagles from Kintetsu. Ono comes set. The next pitch is taken, called strike two on the inside corner. It looks like the rain has subsided there in Sendai. Ono shakes off the sign, turns, fakes the second. Takasu is back. without a throw. But the wind is starting to blow much harder. It looks like Sakura petals are floating around the stadium now instead of rain. Next pitch misses at Kawaguchi's feet. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Two and two, two down, two on, first and second. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to the right side. Second baseman makes a great stop, throws to first, and the side is retired. So, the Eagles threaten with a two-out rally here in the bottom of the third inning, but they come up scoreless, and at the end of three complete, the Eagles continue to trail the Marines 1-0. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. We're having strong winds and occasional showers in very cold Northern Territory. Going to the top of the fourth inning, Chiba Lotte Marines will send up catcher Satozaki, center fielder Otsuka, and designated hitter Franco, numbers 5, 6, 7 batters, against Eagles starting pitcher Rath. Satozaki, batting .306 so far this season, had a single his first at bat, and he takes first pitch from Rath, called strike one. Left-handed Rath on the mound, goes into his windup. The next offering is swung on and grounded weakly to the left side. Third baseman rushes in, fields the ball, throws to first for the out. And we have one down. That'll bring up Otsuka. At Yokohama Stadium, Hanshin fails to score in the third inning, but continue to lead 1-0. First pitch to Otsuka, taken outside, ball one. The Giants score a run in the third inning, and now trail Chunichi 1-4 at Nagoya Dome. Otsuka takes the next pitch for called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Otsuka. Third pitch misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. At Cebu Invoice Dome, Cebu Lions failed to score in the third inning, That game remains tied 0-0. And here in Sendai, the Chibolote Marines lead 1-0 over the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. The next pitch is stroked into right field. One bound, two bound to the right fielder, who then bobbles the ball. Otsuka kicks first, heads into second, and is in there before the throw. I would probably rule that a hit and error. Well, was he going all the way, all out? So, with the one-out runner at second base, number seven batting designated hitter Franco comes up, and he takes Rath's first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. Franco batting .354 so far this year. Grounded out unassisted to the first baseman, his first at-bat. Rath comes set. The second pitch, with catcher setting up way outside, just catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike two. I think the catcher wanted it a little farther outside than that, but Franco wasn't swinging. Rath has a sign. Comes set. The next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right hand, the left side, and out of play. So we have one out, runner at second base. The Marines at bat, leading 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. The next pitch to Franco, misses low, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Those of you used to listening to the way things are done with Major League broadcasts will probably notice that I'm calling the strikes and balls in strike ball order rather than ball strike order. That's because that's the way it's done here in Japan. Next pitch misses low and away. Franco holds up. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Those of you listening who may also someday want to start listening to broadcasts in Japanese should get used to listening to the count in strike ball order. This should help a lot of people with listening to Japanese ball games here in Japan. Next pitch misses low and away, ball three. Franco's not fishing. So, Rath goes full count to Franco here, with runner at second base, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rath comes set. The Schober pitch misses low and away. Ball four. So after getting two quick strikes on Franco, Rath goes and walks him. That'll bring up number eight batting Imae, one of the future stars on the Marines, as you fans have voted. Imae batting .266 so far this season with two home runs and 13 RBIs. Young third baseman stands in, and takes the first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. It doesn't get any better than that. Emiya struck out swinging his first at bat. And the next pitch, low and in the dirt outside, but swung on and missed. Strike two. Rath seems to have Emiya's number here. Rath comes set, looks at second, goes home. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three, swinging again. That's Rath's third strikeout of the evening, twice against Emiya. And the second out of this inning, we still have runners at first and second. Now with two down, here in the bottom of the fourth. And number nine batting Sabado coming up to the plate. Sabado hit a double his last at bat with one out in the third and came around to score. Rath's first pitch to Sabado is swung on and missed. Strike one. Valentine's sending out a lot of right-handed batters to face left-handed Rath this evening. Sabado being one of them. The second offering misses way outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Rath looks in a very long time for his sign. Finally has it. Comes set. The next pitch, taken inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Yokohama has tied up the game at Yokohama Stadium in the third inning. And continue to bat. Game tied at 1-1. Next pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has it. Throws over to the covering second baseman for the final out of the inning. So, the Marines managed to get a couple of base runners, but no score. At the end of four complete, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead 1-0. No, not four complete. 3.5. Going to the bottom of the fourth, Chibolote Marines continue to lead 1-0. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium in Sendai, with the Chibolote Marines leading the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 1-0. The current standings in the Pacific League, SoftBank Hawks are on top with 16 wins and 7 losses. The Chivalote Marines, leading here this evening, are in second, 1.5 games back, with a 13-7 record. Nipponham Fighters are 11-10, 4 games back. Cebu Lions in a surprising 4th place, 10-12 so far for the season, 5.5 games back. Oryx, 9-12, 6 games back. And the last place, Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, are 5-16, 10 games back. The first pitch to Isobe is taken for ball one. Here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Next pitch, called strike one on the outside corner. Isobe leading off the bottom of the 4th inning for the Eagles. He'll be followed by Sekigawa and Sakai. The third pitch is grounded to Kosaka at short, who throws him out at first base for out number one. That'll bring up Sekigawa. This is Kosaka's 999th career game. Sekigawa stands in. Oh no, pitching from the stretch again. First pitch, swung on, a miss. Strike one to the former Dragon. Batting 250 so far this season. Sekigawa walked his first at bat on 4 pitches. So that was his first swing of the game. Next pitch, grounder to the second baseman, who throws on to first for the second quick out of the inning. And number 7 batting third baseman Sakai comes up. Sakai batting 220 with no home runs and 5 RBIs so far this season. Grounded out to second, his first at bat this evening. Ono's first offering is taken, called strike one. Ball curving back into the strike zone. Second pitch, called strike two. Up in the strike zone, but right over the middle of the plate. Ono comes set again. Next pitch, just misses on the outside. Just misses outside for a called ball one. 2 strikes, 1 ball to Sakai. Next pitch, swung on the left to the right side, going deep. Benny comes over, and the ball bounces just inside the line, fair. Benny got a late start on that ball or something. He lost his hat while he was running over for the ball. So, Sakai gets a little base hit up the first base line. And that'll bring up number 8 batting Saito, shortstop, who takes first pitch for ball one. Ono has a pretty fast pace, even with the runner on. Comes set, throws over to first. Sakai is back with standing up. The Bay Stars end at one run in the third inning. The next pitch is lined into right field. Benny comes over, and instead of making the shoestring catch, stands up, the ball bounces at his feet and goes past him to the wall. Sakai rounds third. He comes home to score the tying run. Saito in third base with the triple. I thought that Benny might have had a play on that one, but he just gave up at the very last second. The ball bounced past him and into the right field corner. Sakai scoring from first base. Saito into third with the two-out triple. So, after getting the first two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, two base hits to sink to right make this a 1-1 ball game. That'll bring up number 9 batting catcher Fuji for the Eagles. Fuji's batting 167 so far this season, and he swings at the first pitch, grabbing it to the right side, but right to Hoodie, who throws on first to retire the side, but not before a bloop base hit to right by Sakai, followed by a triple past Benny and right, puts the Eagles on the board, and after four complete, we have ourselves a tie ball game. As we get ready to go to the fifth inning here at Sendai's Fullcast Stadium, let's go over the Central League standings. The Hanshin Tigers and Chunichi Dragons are tied for first place, both with 10-7 records. Hanshin having one tie in with that. Hiroshima is in third place, 8-8, 1.5 games out. Yokohama also has a 500 record, 7-7, with two ties, Hiroshima having one tie. The Giants are in fifth, 8-10, and are 2.5 games out of first, with Yakult surprisingly bringing up the rear, 6-10, 3.5 games out of first place. Still, 3.5 games separating from first to last isn't much. Everybody's right there close. So it's anybody's call still in the Central League. And I'd like to remind you, we've got a contest going on. You can enter as many times as you like, once every 24 hours, to guess who will end the month in first place in either league. I hope a few of you cast your votes, and hopefully you can win yourself a ball cap. The first pitch by Rath to leadoff batter Kosaka here in the fifth inning misses low for ball one. The second offering, it just catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. At Yokohama Stadium, Hanshin fails to score in the fourth inning. That game remains knotted 1-1. The third offering by Rath to Kosaka misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. At Nagoya Dome, Chunichi leads that one 4-1 after 3.5 innings. Next pitch misses up high, ball three. One strike, three balls. To Kosaka, leading off the fifth inning, with the game tied at one apiece. Next pitch, misses inside. Kosaka, according to the third base umpire, managed to check his swing, drawing a leadoff walk. Now, I may have said earlier that walks don't bother Ishii of the Mets, but I must say leadoff walks tend to come back and haunt you. At least they seem to always haunt the base stars. and the softball team I play for. Anyhow, Horty comes up to bat with Kosaka on first base and nobody out. But first, Rath throws over to keep Kosaka close. Kosaka back in standing. Rath set, throws over to first again. Kosaka back standing up again. Kosaka starts to lead off, comes back to first. And now he'll lead off again. I don't know if it's very good stealing conditions. Doesn't matter because Horty slices the ball into the left field corner. Kosaka doesn't slow down as he rounds third. He heads on home. And the Marines retake the lead, 2-1. Horty into second base with a RBI double, his second RBI of the evening. So that'll bring up Fukuda with a runner at second base. One run in so far this inning. And nobody out. Chiba up 2-1 now. Fukuda popped out to left field and had an infield base hit his last at bat. He takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Fuji was setting up way outside, but Rath threw the ball right down the middle. That almost caught Fuji off guard. Rath comes set. The second offering misses inside and low, ball one. For those of you just joining us here at Fullcast Stadium in Sendai, the Chibolote Marines lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 2-1. Here in the top of the fifth inning, the next offering is called strike two, much to Fukuda's chagrin. Scoring so far, one out double by Sabato in the third inning. He was hit over to third base on an infield hit by Kosaka. Next pitch misses outside, ball two, 2-2. And was driven in by Horty on an infield, by Horty on a base hit to right for the first run of the game. The second run coming this inning, with a leadoff walk to Kosaka and a RBI double by Horty. Next pitch fouled off to the right-hand side. Count remains 2-2. It looks like Horty was running on that pitch. He returns to second. We have nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning with runner at second base. One run in so far. For the Eagles, next pitch is swung on and popped up to the shallow infield. Shortstop starts to call the ball, but is called off by the second baseman, who makes the catch just in front of the second base bag for out number one. That'll bring up number four batting, Benny, with a runner at second base. As I started to say, the Eagles' lone run came on a two-out single by Sakai, who was driven in on Sato's triple into the right field corner past Benny in the fourth inning. Here we are in the top of the fifth. We have a runner at second base, one out, Benny at the plate. Binney grounded into a 4-6-3 double play his last at bat with bases loaded. He takes the first offering by Rath for a called strike one. Binney's batting .263 so far this season with 4 home runs and 21 RBIs. Two of those home runs were grand slams. Rath set. Next pitch taken inside. Ball one. 1-1. After four complete, the Chunichi Dragons continue to lead the Giants 4-1 at Nagoya Dome. And after five complete at Cebu Invoice Dome, the Cebu Lions and SoftBank Hawks are tied with no score. Next pitch to Binney misses up high, ball two. 1 strike, 2 balls. Rath so far has thrown 73 pitches, has 3 strikeouts. Next pitch, misses low, and the first base umpire says that Binney checked his swing. So, 1 strike, 3 balls to Binney. Rath is going to have to come in with something. Rath has a sign. He comes set. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has the ball, throws to first. In time for the out. Runner advances to third. So with 2 down now, Hori moves over to third base. Lotte leading by a score of 2-1. That'll bring up catcher Satozaki. First, Fuji goes out to have a short talk with Rath. It seems to me that they've had a few communication misses so far this evening, as Fuji is set up way outside sometimes and Rath hasn't thrown there. Nonetheless, Satozaki stands in, right-hand batter's box. Rath's first pitch is taken on the outside corner, called strike one. No communication miss there. Hori, the runner at third base. Satozaki had a base hit, his first at bat in the second inning. Grounded out to third, his second at bat in the fourth. Next pitch, misses up and away, ball one, 1-1. Rath steps off the rubber and moves toward third base. Hori back without a throw. The next offering, a broken bat blooper going toward shallow left, and it bounces in there in front of the left fielder. Base hit. Hori scores easily from third with 2 down. A broken bat blooper to left scores the Marines' 3rd run of the game here in the 5th inning. Satozaki's happy about that, I'm sure. And that'll bring up Otsuka, the Marine center fielder. Now with a runner at first base and 2 down, Otsuka hit a double his last at bat. sacrifices first at bat, and he takes strike one called here. Rath comes set, second pitch, misses up and away, I think. The umpire pointed to Rath. Or was he saying strike two? No, he's saying that was no pitch. It was a balk. Okay. I'm not exactly sure what Rath did, but he's been called with a balk. Moving Satozaki over to second base with two down. Otsuka at the plate. The next pitch is swung on a miss. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball to Otsuka. The Marines leading 3-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Two runs so far this inning. Rath comes set. The next pitch misses low and away. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Rath has his sign. Comes set. Satozaki is lead off of second. Next pitch, down the middle, called strike three. That retires the side for the Chivalote Marines, but not before they plate two batters. That leadoff base on balls came back to haunt him. As Kosaka scored from first base on a double by Hori. And Hori scored from third base after Benny grounded him over to third on Satozaki's blooper to left center. So, at the end of 4.5, the Chivalote Marines now lead this ball game by 2 runs, 3-1. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. You're listening to Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm your host, Michael Westbay. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning with the Rakuten Golden Eagles trailing 3-1. Leading off the bottom of the fifth will be Masuda, and he's swinging at the first pitch by Ono, fouling it off into the stands and out of play to the left side. Masuda batting .272 so far this season with 2 home runs and 16 RBIs. Ono's next pitch is swung on and lifted towards center. Kosaka going back behind second base to into shallow center, calls for the ball, and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up number two batting Takasu. Takasu has flown out to center and walked so far this game. He's batting 307 on the season with no home runs and 12 RBIs. Ono's first pitch knocks him back as it's high and tight. Takasu stands back in. Next pitch gets the inside corner, called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. At Cebu Invoice Dome, there's finally been some action. The SoftBank Hawks score one in the top of the sixth to break the scoreless tie. Lead at 1-0. Next pitch is fouled away to the left-hand side. Out of play. Two strikes, one ball to Takasu here at Fullcast Stadium. Ono comes set. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman has it. Throws the ball to Ono, and it gets past him. Threw the ball too high and behind him. Fukuda is looking at himself in disgust, looking at his glove. Error! Fukuda had a little bit of trouble getting a handle on the ball, and it showed with his bad throw to the pitcher covering. So, with the error, Takasu reaches first, and that'll bring up number three batting Lyutaro with one out. And the Eagles trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lyutaro struck out and reached on an infield hit. So far this evening, first pitch to Lyutaro by Ono misses high and away, ball one. The second offering to Lyutaro is swung on and lifted to shallow right field. Second baseman goes out. Benny comes in. Benny calls it and makes the catch for out number two. That will bring up Kawaguchi, the Eagles' number four batter. Benny seemed to have a little bit of trouble there in the outfield earlier in the fourth inning when he seemed to misplace Saito's fly ball to right. And Sakai's for that matter. First pitch to Kawaguchi is called strike one. Ono comes set. Next offering is swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul past the first base coach's box. Two quick strikes on Kawaguchi. Left-handed batter, Kawaguchi stands back in. First, Ono throws over to first. Takasu back, head first. Ono looks in for a sign again. Count two strikes, no balls to Kawaguchi. Next pitch, grounded up the middle. Kosaka has it on the second, behind the second base bag. does a quick dash forward and reaches the second base bag just before Takasu for the third out of the inning. So, after five complete, the Chibolote Marines lead this one 3-2-1. And Kosaka, now it's officially having played his 1,000th game, gets a bouquet of flowers. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium in Sendai. It's a very cold evening in Northern Territory. But Chibolote Marines are heating things up, leading this one 3-1. After five complete, we're going to the top of the sixth inning. The Marines will send up the bottom of their order, Franco, Imaya, and Sabato, against starting pitcher Rath. No they won't. They're sending up pinch hitter Daida, who takes the first pitch for ball one. Outside for ball one. The next pitch is called strike one over the plate and in the low part of the zone. Daita. I keep getting his name wrong. Daita. The third offering by Rath is swung on and grounded past the third base coach. Foul. Rath has a sign into the windup, and the next pitch misses in the dirt. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Daita. The Chibolote Marines leading this game 3-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Pinch hitter Daita at the plate. Next pitch fouled off to the right-hand side. Count remains 2-2 to the leadoff batter this inning. Rath so far has pitched 87 pitches to 24 batters. Given up 8 hits, struck out 4, walked 2, and given up 3 runs. So Rath is pitching at a good pace tonight. Not so many pitches. Next pitch fouled away. We'll do the 2-2 count again. The next offering is outside, but swung on and missed. Strike 3. 1 out. That'll bring up third baseman Imae. Rath's 90th pitch of the game to Imae is down the middle, swung on and missed, strike 1. Imae has struck out twice so far against Rath this evening, batting 262. Next offering, misses outside, ball 1, 1-1. The third pitch misses up and inside, ball 2, 1 strike, 2 balls to Imae. And the next offering, Imae checks his swing, but it's called strike 2 anyway. 2-2. That was too good a pitch to take, Imae. So, Rath's fifth offering to Imae is swung on and hit to the right side, over the infield, and in to right for a base hit. The Marines have a one-out base runner on board. That'll bring up left fielder Sabato. Sabato doubled and scored in the third inning, and hit into a fielder's choice to end the fourth. This is Sabato's first game so far, so he's 1-for-2 on the season as well as the evening. Batting 500. But before Rath throws to Sabato, he throws over to first, where Imae is diving back in. Rath comes set. Next pitch misses outside. Ball 1. No strikes, 1 ball to Sabato. Rath comes set again. But he's throwing over to first, where Imae is back standing up this time. So we go through it again. Rath comes set. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 1. That evens the count at 1-1 to Sabado. Here in the top of the sixth inning, with Lotte leading 2-1. One out, runner on. Rath has a sign. Comes set. Comes to the plate. Next pitch just catches the inside part of the plate. Called strike two to Sabado. Two strikes, one ball to Sabado. Runner first, one out here in the top of the sixth. But first, Rath steps off the mound. Nervous with Imai on first base. Next pitch, misses inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. After five complete at Yokohama Stadium, that game continues to be knotted at one apiece between Hanshin and Yokohama. Rath comes set, throws over to first again. Imai backs in, standing up. At Nagoya Dome, Chunichi continues to lead the Giants 4-1 after six complete. Rath comes in, swing and a miss by Sabado. Strike three. That's the fifth strikeout of the evening by Rath. And we go back up to the top of the order in Kosaka. Over at Cebu Invoice Dome, Cebu Lions trail the SoftBank Hawks 1-0 after six complete. And we only have four games going on this evening. Here at Sendai's Full Cast Stadium, the Chivalote Marines lead this one 3-1. Top batter Kosaka at the plate. First, we get a throw over to first by Rath to keep Imaya close. Kosaka stands in. First pitch to him by Rath. Misses way inside. Fuji lunging for the ball to keep it in from going back to the backstop. The Marines lead this one 3-1. Runner at first base, two down in the top of the sixth inning. Next pitch, misses high and away, ball one, ball two. No strike, two balls. That was Rath's 101st pitch of the game. Third pitch to Kosaka. Called strike one. Somewhere almost kind of sort of in the strike zone, although it was outside and high. Just my personal opinion there. Rath throws over to first. Imaya back in, sliding. Kosaka stands back in. Rath comes set. The next pitch misses inside and high. Ball three. One strike, three balls to Kosaka. Kosaka struck out in the first and had an infield hit in the third so far this evening. Oh, he also reached on a base and balls and scored. Another throw over to first. Imaya back in standing. Wrath comes set again. The 1-3 pitch to Kosaka misses high and away. Ball four. That's the second time Kosaka has walked in a row. And it really cost Wrath the first time. So, that puts runners at first and second with two down here in the top of the sixth inning. First, Ono pitching coach heads out to have another word with Wrath. And Wrath hands the ball to the coach and starts heading for the dugout. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear who the new pitcher is. We'll just have to wait a little bit. But this is a good time for a review of the game so far. The Marines started off the scoring in the top of the third inning. Sabado had a one-out double. Was hit over to third base on an infield hit by Kosaka and came home when Hori hit the ball through the right side for the first run of the game. The Eagles tied the game when in the fourth inning. Koyama comes in to pitch for the Eagles. This is his ninth appearance. He has a 5.19 ERA, one win, two losses, no saves so far this season. Back to the scoring. Bottom of the fourth inning, after two quick outs, Sakai singled to right and was driven in on Saito's triple into the right field corner. So, with the game tied 1-1, immediately following that, the Marines struck back. Kosaka led off the fifth inning with a base on balls and came home to score when Hori hit a double into the left field corner. Hori then advanced to third base when Benny grounded out to shortstop, and Satozaki hit a little blooper to left center to score Hori from third base with two down. And that's the scoring so far. Chibolote leads 3-1. And Koyama is done with his warm-up pitches. His first pitch to Hori is swung on and fouled off out of play to the left-hand side, to the right-hand side. Hori batting 278 so far this season, no home runs, three RBIs. One of those RBIs came this evening, his last at bat, when he hit a double, driving in Kosaka from first. Next pitch misses inside for ball one. The Marines have 9 hits so far on the evening, all of them against Wrath. The runners at first and second are Wrath's responsibility. We have 2 down, runners at first and second, in the top of the sixth inning. Next pitch just gets the inside part of the plate, called strike two. 2 strikes, 1 ball to Hori. Right hand Koyama on the mound now for the Eagles. The next offering misses just outside. Ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2. Koyama is the only one out there that doesn't have a long sleeve undershirt under his uniform. He looks in for his sign. Comes set. The next pitch is swung on and grounded back up the middle and through for a base hit. Imae kicks third, comes on home, safe. Kosaka slides into third where the throw is, safe. The Marines now take a 4-1 lead. That runner charged to Rath. So, Hoodie has his second timely hit of the evening. A single right back up the middle. And that'll bring up number three batting, Fukuda. Fukuda batting 347 so far this season. First pitch to the left-handed batter, Fukuda, is way up high. He ducks back out of the ball, out away from the ball. Koyama comes set with runners at first and third. Two down. Misses way inside. Fukuda having to back out of that one. The Marines looking to break this game a little farther open. Koyama, second pitcher of the evening. The next pitch is swung on and hit deep to right center. No, but not deep enough. The right fielder comes over, makes the catch, and the side is retired. But not before the Marines managed to put another run on the board on a one-out single by Imae, base on balls to Kosaka, and a line drive right back up the middle by Hori to take a 4-1 lead. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium. The Chivalote Marines currently lead this one by a score of 4-1. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Oh, bottom of the sixth inning. Isobe leads off. After taking ball one, he takes strike one down the middle for a 1-1 count. Next pitch by Ono, misses low. Ball two, one strike, two balls. To the team captain for the Rakuten Golden Eagles. The next pitch, taken, called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Isobe was one of several vocal Buffaloes who refused to go to the new merged team. He swings and lifts the ball to left field. Left fielder comes in over two steps and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Sekigawa. The first pitch is grounded to Kosaka at short, who throws to first, and despite Sekigawa's speed, he's thrown out by a couple of steps. So we have two quick outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Sakai. Sakai hit a two-out single in the fourth inning and came around when Saito followed that with a triple to right. He's scored the only run for the Eagles so far this evening, and he takes strike one on the inside corner here. The next pitch misses low and away, ball one, 1-1. Ono, starting this game for the Marines, still on the mound. Third pitch to Sakai, is swung on, fouled off to the right side. That ball goes out of play. Ono has thrown 87 pitches so far to 24 batters, given up 4 hits, struck out 4, walked 2, given up just that one run in the fourth inning. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3, he failed to hold up. And the side is retired in order here in the sixth inning for the Eagles. So, after six complete, the Chibolote Marines lead this one 4-1. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium. I'm your host, Michael Westbay, here at Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We'll be seeing Benny, Satozaki, and Otsuka, top three batters here in the top of the seventh inning for the Chibolote Marines. They currently lead the Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 4-1. Benny hasn't done much tonight. Grounded out to second. Grounded into a double play to second base, his second at bat. And grounded out to the shortstop, his third at bat. The double play ended the inning with the bases loaded. First pitch here in the seventh is taken for a called strike one by Benny. Koyama still on the mound for the Eagles. Second pitch misses low. Ball one. 1-1. Koyama pitching from the stretch. Next offering, 147 KPH pitch right on by the swinging Benny. Benny swung late on that one, too. Koyama has a sign. Come set. The next pitch misses low and away. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next pitch to Benny is swung on, grounded past the third base coach. So we'll do it again. In other news, Sasaki has blown his third save of the year yesterday evening. A Sayonara Gakuten loss for the Daimajin. This is not at all like him. Next pitch to Benny is swung on and left to the right side. This one is going deep. The right fielder goes back into the corner and makes the catch for out number one. It doesn't go much deeper than that. The right field and left field poles here at Full Cast Stadium being 101.5 meters, a little bit deeper than the normal 100 meters at most of the stadiums. That'll bring up catcher Satozaki. The first pitch to Satozaki just catches the inside part of the plate, called strike one. To the right-hand batter. Koyama's next offering misses inside. Ball one. 1-1. Somebody had mentioned that Maselli was getting bad-mouthed a lot on the boards and by the press. Next pitch. Check swing fails to hold up. Called strike two. But I haven't really seen much written bad about Maselli, at least not in Nikon Sports. Next pitch, broken bat, swung on and fouled off to the third base side, toward the third base dugout. He didn't break his bat, he just lost a hold of it as he swung. Satozaki's putting some sticky spray on it. Now, I have heard quite a bit of bad mouthing for the other giant. What's his name? Kepler. Next pitch, swung on and missed, way outside, strike three. That's the second out of the inning for Koyama. And that'll bring up center fielder Otsuka. The radio announcers that I've listened to, every time they say something bad about Kepler, it seems like Kepler does something good. First pitch to Otsuka, taken for a called strike one. Otsuka had to sacrifice his first at bat, had a base hit, and struck out. Next pitch, called strike two. Two strikes, no balls. So Kepler has done a fairly good job quieting his tormentors, if you want to call them that. But still, he's only batting 152, and I would much rather see Shimizu in there. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. That retires the Marines in order for the first time since the first inning. So, at the end of 6.5, the Marines lead this one 4-1. Anyway, to continue with the Kepler story, I still strongly feel that Shimizu deserves the outfield spot. He's been with the Giants for a number of years. They've finally started playing him full time last year, and he really has earned himself a spot in the starting lineup. I don't know why they got Kepler in the first place, and he's only batting 152 with three home runs. He has come through each time that it seems that the radio announcers have given up all hope for him, but that's still not nearly what I feel Shimizu could do in the starting position. If you think I'm being overly critical of him, so be it. But Kepler has been getting quite a bit of criticism, and it has been deserved. I really don't understand where people think Maselli has been getting a lot of criticism. Maselli was given every opportunity to succeed, and he didn't. He refused to go to Nigoon and instead was released. So I really don't see anybody being too overly critical of him. I don't see how the Maselli firing can possibly be linked to the way Little Matsui has been treated in New York. There really isn't much of a comparison between those two. Still, I guess it's all how you perceive it. Ono, still on the mound for the Marines. He's thrown 88 pitches so far this evening. Faced 25 batters, given up 4 hits, struck out 5, walked 2, and given up just 1 run. The one run earned. Here in the bottom of the seventh, he'll face numbers 8, 9, and then number 1 batter, Sato, Fuji, and Masuda. Sato struck out his first at bat, and then tripled to right his second at bat, driving in the lone Eagles run. He takes ball one low and away to start off the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch misses way inside. Saito backing out of it. Third pitch is grounded to the left side. Third baseman has it. Throws to first. One out. That'll bring up Fuji. No, it won't. We're going to see a pinch hitter for the Eagles catcher, Hiraishi. Hiraishi is batting .226 so far, 7 for 31. No home runs, 1 RBI. Eagles trying to get something going here in the bottom of the seventh, trailing 4-1. First pitch misses low, ball one. Elsewhere, Yokohama scored two in the bottom of the sixth inning against Sanshin at Yokohama Stadium. Hiraishi grounds the ball to the right side. First baseman Fukuda has the ball, takes the ball to the bag himself, and that's the second out of the inning. Yokohama leads that one now, 2-1 after 6.5 innings. At Nagoya Dome, Chunichi scores another run in the bottom of the seventh inning and leads that one 5-1. Leadoff batter Masuda takes the ball, first pitch right down the middle for a called strike one. Second offering misses high and away, ball one, 1-1. SoftBank has added another run in the seventh inning at Cebu Invoice Dome. Next pitch is lifted to the left side. Third baseman goes over in front of the third base dugout, makes the catch for out number three. The Eagles are retired in order for the second inning in a row. At the end of seven complete, they trail the Chivalote Marines 4-1. Back at Invoice Dome, with the additional run in the seventh inning by SoftBank. SoftBank now leads the Lions 2-0 after seven complete. Here at Full Cast Stadium once again, the Chivalote Marines, after seven complete, lead 4-1. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium. Pinch hitting for Daita, who pinch hit for the designated hitter in the sixth inning, is Lee Ipsum. And he takes the first pitch for ball one. Next pitch just catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. 1-1. Next offering bounces in the dirt inside, ball two. One strike, two balls to Lee. Lee batting 240 so far this season. No, that was last season. Lee lifts the ball high to the infield. Second baseman calls. Next to the first baseman, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up number 8 batting Imae. Imae singled his last at bat, eventually coming around to score the Marines' fourth run. Marines leading this one 4-1 in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch by Koyama to Imae, misses way outside, bouncing off the catcher's glove and toward the first base dugout. The second pitch to Imae, swung on and hit to the left side. Third baseman starts going for it, gives up, lets the shortstop get it. Shortstop throws a one bounder to first, but played for the out. That's the second out of the inning. That will bring up Sabado. Sabado in his first game of the season this year. At least betting it's his first game. First pitch to Sabado, misses, low and away, ball one. Sabado hit a double his first at bat, grounded into a fielder's choice his second, and struck out swinging his third. So he's got a 333 average, 1-for-3 on the year and on the night. Second pitch to Sabado, misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Koyama comes set again, misses high and tight this time, no strikes, three balls. Koyama in a hole here, two down, nobody on, top of the eighth inning. Lotte leading 4-1. The fourth offering is taken just on the inside corner, called strike one. Next pitch, misses high and tight, and Sabado has a base on balls. Base on balls so far this game. Only one of them has hurt the Eagles. The leadoff base on balls in the fifth inning to Kosaka, who came around to score when Hori doubled to left. And speaking of Kosaka, we're back up to the top of the batting order. Kosaka batting 217 on the year, one home run, six RBIs. The first pitch is swung on, hit to the left side, and out of play. Foul ball. Kosaka, having played his 1,000th game this evening. The next offering to Kosaka, misses outside. Ball one, 1-1. The rain is just starting again here in Sendai on this very cold evening in the Northern Territory. First, Koyama throws over to first, sending Sabado back standing up. The next pitch, swung on, grounded to the right side, but foul past the third base coach. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball to Kosaka. Tohoku, if you aren't familiar with Japanese, means Northern Territory. the Tohoku and Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Koyama comes set. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left side, out of play. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. Sabato was running on that pitch. He'll return to first base. Light cold rain coming down. Rath has us, or Koyama has a sign. Rath was the starting pitcher. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off past the third base coach. We have two down here in the top of the eighth inning. The Marines leading this one, 4-1. Sabato is on first base, having drawn a two-out base on balls. Kosaka at the plate. SoftBank leads the Cebu Lions at Cebu Invoice Dome this evening. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning there. Next offering to Kosaka, swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side toward the first base dugout. Chunichi leads the Giants, 5-1. Also going to the bottom of the eighth inning. At Yokohama, the Bay Stars have a 3-1 lead going to the bottom of the eighth. Next pitch, way outside, runner's going, and he's out! Caught stealing! So, that retires the side. Kosaka will get another chance to bat in the ninth. And after 7.5 innings, the Chibolote Marines lead this game 4-1. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium. I'm your host, Michael Westbay, here at ProYaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. You can write in comments, suggestions to live at JapaneseBaseball.com if you have anything you'd like to say about these live broadcasts. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 4-1, we'll see Takatsu Ryotaro and Kawaguchi bat for Rakuten. And Takatsu is swinging at the first pitch. He grounds the ball to the shortstop. Kosaka fires the ball onto first, and we have one pitch, one out here in the eighth. That'll bring up Ryotaro. designated hitter for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Ryotaro, batting .320 so far this season, is 1-for-3 tonight. First pitch misses, ball one. Ryotaro struck out swinging, had an infield base hit, and popped out to right. Next pitch, called strike one on the outside corner. With light rain coming down, and a strong wind blowing here in Sendai. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left side, and it goes out of play. Very cold in the northern region still this spring. In the Tokyo area, jackets are no longer necessary during the daytime. Next pitch in the dirt. Played well by catcher Satozaki for ball two. Two strikes, two balls. The count to Ryotaro with one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Eagles trailing 4-1. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman goes back and just inside the line makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Kawaguchi. Rakuten's first baseman. That wind is really blowing strong now. Third base report says that the rain really hurts the face of the players out there in the field. I'm sure the Marines want to go into the dugout really quick here. Kawaguchi stands in. Ono's first pitch is swung on and hit it back up the middle, but right to where Otsuka is playing him. Otsuka comes in about three steps, makes the catch, and the side is retired in order. Third time in a row. Fourth time in the game for Ono, who is pitching a really good ball game tonight. At the end of eight complete, the Chibolote Marines lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 4-1. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium. We're going to the top of the ninth inning. It'll be leadoff batter Kosaka, who was stranded at the plate when Sabado got caught stealing to end the eighth inning. to pitch for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles will be Kaneda, third pitcher of the evening for the Eagles. Over at Yokohama, it looks like Muta is going for a full game, leading 3-1 in the top of the ninth inning against the Hanshin Tigers. Kosaka leads off. He's got a hit, struck out, and two base on balls so far this evening. He takes the first pitch from Kaneda, called strike one. The next pitch misses inside, ball one. The next pitch is taken for a ball. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Muta strikes out. Imae looking over at Yokohama Stadium. Where the Tigers have one base runner on. Next pitch to Kosaka. Swung on. Foul tips the ball. That brings the count to 2-2. Hiyama next up to bat at Yokohama Stadium. Next pitch just misses inside. Ball three. That brings the count full to Kosaka. Next pitch, swung on and hit back up the middle. One bound, two bound, three bounds to the center fielder. Base hit up the middle. So Kosaka on base for the fourth time this evening. One hit, two walks, and this is his second hit of the evening. Two for three tonight. A very productive night for Kosaka tonight. That'll bring up Hoodie. Hoodie, 3-for-4 this evening. Two RBIs. Ooh. Kaneda throws over to first, and Kosaka was a little late getting back, but just back in time. It didn't look like Kosaka had started to break back in time. Another throw to first, this time Kosaka in standing up. Next offering by Kaneda, called strike one on the inside corner. Strike one, no balls to Hori. That was the first pitch to Hori. Next pitch, swung on, grounder to the left side, just foul of the third base bag. Two strikes, no balls. Kosaka was on the move there. He comes back first. Meanwhile in Yokohama, Miura goes full count to Hiyama with a runner up first and one out. Miura trying to close that game. Next pitch, just misses. Ball one. Two strike, one ball. Hiyama flies out to right field over in Yokohama, while here in Sendai, Kaneda throws over to first yet again. So the Hanshin Tigers are down to their final out, losing 3-1 at Yokohama Stadium. Miura going for the complete game. Kaneda's first offering, or fourth offering to Hori, is fouled off to the back screen. Kaneda comes set. Next pitch, swung on, grounder to the left side. Third baseman hits his glove. He stops there. Third baseman picks up the ball, throws to first, which is his only play. Kosaka into second base before the third baseman can even pick the ball up, and we have one out with a runner on second base. Not a sacrifice, but get the same result. That'll bring up Fukuda. Fukuda batting 342 this season. No home runs, 12 RBIs. He's got a runner in scoring position here. Lotte looking for another insurance run here in the top of the ninth inning. Leading this one, 4-1. First pitch is up high to Fukuda, ball one. The next pitch, swung on, grounded to the right-hand side. Kosaka moves over to third base while the second baseman throws over to first for the second out of the inning. So, with a runner at third and two outs now, Benny comes up. Muta has gone 2-2 to Yano over at Yokohama Stadium, with two down and a runner on first for Hanshin. And he struck Yano out! BayStars win that one, 3-1. First pitch to Benny is down low, ball one here in Sendai. Yano going down swinging over at Yokohama Stadium. BayStars congratulating each other for the victory. Next pitch to Benny, called strike one down the middle. That brings the count to 1-1 to Benny. Two down, runner at third base here at Sendai's Fullcast Stadium. Next pitch, called strike two. Kind of low in the strike zone, but directly down the middle of the plate. Kaneda has a sign. Come set. Next pitch, misses low and away. Ball two. 2-2 to Benny. Now that Yokohama has won, the Giants are batting in the ninth inning, trailing 5-1 against Chunichi at Nagoya Dome. And the SoftBank Hawks defeated the Cebu Lions 2-0 at Invoice Dome. Benny strokes the next pitch to right for a base hit, plating Kosaka from third base. Kosaka scores this for the second time this game. Benny gets his first hit in five tries. Now, the Chibolote Marines lead this one 5-1. Kosaka worked around this inning after leading off with a base hit. Advanced to second on the ground out, advanced to third on another ground out, and comes home when Benny singles to right. First pitch to catcher Satozaki, called strike one down the middle. Next pitch, misses low, ball one, 1-1. The Giants are threatening in the top of the ninth inning against Chunichi, trailing 5-1 there. They have a runner at second base with two down. Kokubo at the plate. Next pitch, swung on, grounded foul past third base coach. Strike two. To Satozaki. Kaneda on the mound for the Eagles. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three swinging. And that retires the side for Lotte, but not before Kosaka comes all the way around the bases to score yet another run. At the end of 8.5, the Chibolote Marines lead this one now 5-1. Welcome back to Fullcast Stadium. I'm your host, Michael Westbay. You're listening to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Fullcast Stadium. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles trailing this one by 4 runs now. They'll be sending up numbers 5, 6, 7 batters, Isobe, Sekigawa, and Sakai. Over at Nagoya Dome, the Giants now have runners at first and second with two down, and Kepler at the plate. The first pitch by Ono to Isobe is called strike one. Isobe thought that one was a wee bit outside, and I kind of agree with him there, but you have to go with the call. Ono going for the complete game, just like Yokohama's Muta just completed over in Yokohama, defeating the Tigers 3-1. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, fouled off and away to the left-hand side. Out of play. Fans here at Full Cast Stadium. In the cold and the rain, occasional rain showers this evening. Next pitch is grounded to Fukuda at first, who fields the ball, goes to the bag himself, and we have one out. That'll bring up former Chunichi Dragon Sekikawa. The first pitch is swung on and lifted to center field, but center fielder comes in and makes the catch for out number two. So Sekigawa was swinging at the first pitch, but to no avail. That'll bring up Sakai. No, it won't. Pinch hitter Hoshino comes up to bat for Sakai. Sakai batting 173 so far this season. Did I say Sakai? I meant Hoshino. The first pitch to Hoshino is swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side. Strike one. The next pitch is swung on, lifted to the third base side. Third baseman comes in, makes the catch in front of the third base bag, and the side is retired. So, the Marines with under Ono's lead, retire the Eagles in order for the last four innings in a row. And that's the ball game, folks. At the end of nine complete, the Chibolote Marines have defeated the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 5-1. Rath managed to reach base over at Nagoya Dome. An infield single to the shortstop to load the bases for the Giants. The Dragons still leading that one, 5-1. Iwase is now on the mound for the Dragons. Abe is at the plate with bases loaded. Giants aren't going down easy there. We're doing a relay nighter here. The next pitch to Abe with count full, misses outside. He walks in a run. Iwase, Chunichi's main closer, walks in the second Giant of the evening. The game is now 5-2 in favor of Chunichi. There will most likely be a pinch hitter for pitcher Okajima. Yes, it is Eto. Eto pitch hitting for pitcher Okajima. We're now at Nagoya Dome. The Chunichi Lotte Marines finished off the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 5-1. Eto fouls the first pitch off back to the back screen. Strike one. Eto needs one more home run to hit the 350 plateau. The second offering to Eto is swung on and missed. Ball way down low. Two quick strikes on the big slugger. Former Hiroshima Carp. Bases are loaded. Third pitch misses outside by Iwase. Two strikes, one ball. Two down, bases loaded. Giants trailing 2-5 now. Pinch hitter Eto at the plate. Kawakami's starting pitcher sitting in the dugout looking worried. Next pitch, one bounder, blocked well by Tanishige. That evens the count at 2-2. Ochiai Kantoku, Junichi's manager, just smiles in the dugout. Nothing seems to ever faze him. Iwase comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted. Shallow right field. Second baseman goes back. Makes the call. And makes the catch. This ball game is over as well. The Chunichi Dragons defeat the Giants 5-2. Kiyohara fails to get his 500th career home run. And it's time to wrap this one up. It's been a exciting evening of baseball here. I'd like to thank you all for joining me, whether live or via delay. Totals for the evening. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lost this one to the Chiba Lotte Marines, 5-1. At Yokohama Stadium, the Yokohama Bay Stars defeated the Hanshin Tigers 3-1. At Nagoya Dome, game just finished. Junichi defeating the Giants 5-2. And over at Seibu Invoice Dome, the Seibu Lions lost to the SoftBank Hawks 2-0. So, I'd like to wish you all a good evening. And good night.